Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at the top of the third hour of this global transmission. Again, if you miss any of this stuff, you can go to Infowars.com and it will play on a loop. Remember, the next hour is not only going to be me live in studio, but you're going to be able to see the document cam and you're going to see some video. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we're going to have Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth with us. Justin Martell, I'm a huge fan. This hour, we have Jonathan Ellenoff on the line. But let's just finish up with Mike in Maryland, who is an Army personnel, and his wife was in the Pentagon as it was struck in a secure location. He gets down there, and he says it looks like a bunker buster. You know, it does not look like a plane hit it. I just want to get your opinion. What do you think? What do you think of the photographs of the supposed plane parts after the fact that were released, Mike? Mike, you still with me? Maybe we dropped them. All right. Well, I guess we're just going to have to move on without Mike. It was a very interesting call, and I would have liked to get his opinion on what he saw that day, you know, as opposed to what was published later on. But, you know, that's the breaks, and that's okay, because we have Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado on the line, and the work that they have done is simply outstanding. You know, from the Gary Hart interview to getting us to come out there to the upcoming stuff at the DNC, I'm just glad to know the guy, and I'm glad to have, you know, spent a week with him. He's a very intelligent young man, and if there is a group out there that does deserve a donation or your attention and your help, it is We Are Change Colorado, because they keep pushing forward, they keep moving on, and they keep putting out, you know, tons of great stuff over at TruthAlliance.net. Jonathan, are you there, buddy?
How's it going, Jason?
It's going awesome. I'm really psyched to have you on the show. And I really did want to get into what you came on the Alex Jones Show last week about. All right? And I don't want to name any specific names, but, you know, this organization gets this permit to protest at the DNC while you and other organizations have had nothing but trouble to do so. And then you go to their website, and they literally have a PDF file on how to build a shield. And I'm not talking about a one-page PDF book, folks. I'm talking about like a 20-page document where they're showing you the styles of your shield. They're showing guys dressed up in armor. They're telling you to put on a football helmet or a hockey mask, to go after cameras if people are taping. No, that's not how it's done. The camera is our friend. It is our ally in the info war. It shows what's really going on. Okay? And these tactics are the same tactics they used in Seattle at the WTO. And we now know that was a government op to squelch dissent, to bring in provocateurs, to hold them up, and to take away our free speech. And I'm not going to have it. See, they know now that we're hip to their tricks, that it's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about both. And they're both criminal. You really think Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama are going to save us? They're disgusting people, folks. They're not here for you and me. They're here for the special interests. And they're selling us our first woman president ever or our first African-American president ever. They're showing how progressive we've come. And I'm all for it. Listen, you bring the right woman up to be a president of the United States, I'm in. You bring the right African-American up to be the president of the United States, and I'm in. I'll vote. I'll vote for him. I'll bring him on. I'll campaign for him. But these are not the people we want running the country, are they, Jonathan?
Oh, far from it. Far from it.
Far
from
it.
Same with the information war has grown so much in this past year. You know, the whole We Are Change movement came about. You know, Ron Paul announced his candidacy for president. His entire movement came about. Of course, many celebrities that came out this last year. So, you know, it's been a wild and crazy year for 9/11, and it's just been an adventure to be a part of this whole process and see the wake up that's been going on.
TruthAlliance.net is Jonathan's site. We Are Change Colorado is the organization. We're going to be back with a full hour, and we're going to be taking your calls as well over at the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for tuning in. I am Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this.
Thank you.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Talking. Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are here to destroy the empire to ensure that the republic shall not take our freedom, that it shall be a constitutional republic, that the rebels will win, man. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. That's why We Are Change exists. That's why we have a command center out in Austin, Texas, headed up by a true patriot known as Alex Jones. And Alex is carrying a new video over here. Again, it's by William Lewis, who edited Ripple Effect and 9/11 in Plain Sight, a very talented guy. It's called Washington, You're Fired. And some of the other questions he asks in this video is, are you a terrorist? Because according to the new definition for homegrown terrorists, you just might be. And if you saw that Simon Wiesenthal presentation about 2 or 3 months ago, you better believe it. I mean, they're showing Al-Qaeda snuff films. Literally people getting shot in the face, okay, about to be beheaded as well. And then they slip in a little bit, architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, and say conspiracy theories breed on the internet. And imply that we're with the terrorists. No, folks, I'm with the Constitution. I'm with the Bill of Rights. I'm with freedom. I'm with this country, man. I'm with the United States of America. And we need to take it back. Where are the checks and balances? Where is the government for and by the people? Well, we got to step up and ensure that we continue to move forward. And Jonathan Elanoff is one of those people that, I mean, constantly is getting people on video, is doing new projects, is pushing forward for the Patriot movement, And, you know, what's your latest and greatest, Jonathan? What are you working on over at Truth Alliance right now?
Well, first of all, I want to credit Jason and Micah. They run the site. They do a great job. We all find articles, and then I write for the site. So it's kind of a collective effort. And, you know, I want to also give the rest of the We Are Change Colorado chapter their credit as well. You know, there's other members, Josh, Rob, of course, Jason, Adam, all those guys, Shannon, just terrific members. And, you know, had I not have met them this past year, I don't know if I would have built up the courage to fight this info war. And they've all just done a great job. And, you know, this year we've been working on a Core of Corruption film, which is a 9/11 film, based on my research and the collective research of many people I've met with, including you, of course. And I hope to get that out this year. And then I just took another project with the Western Clean Energy Campaign to do a film on big coal and the coal industry and how it is integrated into the Department of Defense and Department of Energy. And so it's been an interesting year working on film projects and, of course, exposing some of the criminal elements inside of our political system now and facing them, of course, in person and having it off in debates and many times getting thrown out.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens when you speak truth to power, and that's what we continue to do. I mean, you've confronted Mitt Romney. People can check that out over at YouTube, and I just want to sidetrack for just 1 second and tell people that they can go check out an actual patriot running for Senate, friend of Ron Paul for over 28 years. You can check it out at murrayandron.com. There is going to be a rally on April 28th in New York City, and Murray Sovereign is the candidate. And I think they're giving away 2 free trips over there, so go check it out. And we need more people with that Ron Paul mentality, with that constitutional republic, with the separation of state powers, so we can do these things. I mean, I was pretty shocked when I went into Colorado, Jonathan. You know, people had handguns everywhere. It's just not like that in New York. You know, where I'm from, if you want to have a carry or conceal permit or a carry and conceal permit for a handgun, I mean, you have to jump through loops. You most likely have to be a police officer or in the military or an ex-military in order to do so. We really don't have that right. I mean, you can have a 22 or a shotgun in your house, sure, but you can't carry around a pistol. And it is just, you know, it's much more free in Colorado, I guess you could say. I mean, people are carrying weapons. People know their rights. And it's not like, you know, people are running around murdering people. It seemed like a much safer place than New York, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, our crime rate is very low. You know, it's generally an outdoor state because of our mountains. And, you know, a lot of people, I remember I had a cousin out in Jersey, and, you know, he said, do you hunt for your dinner when we were kids? And I was like, no, man, it's not like your typical cow town. You know, we're a pretty relatively large city. Colorado has, I think, over 5 million people in it, and most of them are centralized in Denver. And the city itself is very lenient, you know. They're very, very respectful towards medical marijuana. We were one of the first states to pass that. Denver and Boulder have decriminalized marijuana. Of course, they respect the right to possess and carry weapons. And it's definitely an interesting state where you see a cross between many different laws and a lot of activists in Colorado, a lot of outdoors people that don't like to work indoors or, you know, in the office jobs. So you get a lot of people that like to bike ride, go camping, go up to the mountains and enjoy themselves, skiing and snowboarding. So our community is generally a bunch of people pretty laid back, as said before, and, you know, it's a cool town. I wish more people would come out and visit us, but, you know, we know what's going on. We're waking up to the info war, and hopefully we can contribute our part in this whole battle.
It was a truly beautiful piece of land I was at, and I got to tell you, folks, I was shocked to get there and have it be about 20 degrees warmer than it was in New York while I was out there in February. I went there thinking, oh, I need a winter hat. It's like 75 degrees and sunny in Denver and Boulder, guys. I mean, it's not until you get up to the upper altitudes that you have that snow and that powder on the mountains, because it is the Rockies. And I was just shocked, man. It was a really cool place, and I hope to be out there sometime this summer as well, especially for the DNC, which I'm stoked for. And I want to talk a little bit more about the DNC, and really get your take on this organization that did get a permit and their tactics, man, because if you look at that Shield book, it screams provocateur. Screams it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, to say the least. And, you know, that the articles that I've been writing, I just posted another one if people want further information on it. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, the DNC is going to be hundreds of activist groups going to be showing up and working together and separately at the same time. It's going to be a very interesting scene down there because Denver spent $50 million on security forces. And they haven't announced any of their security procedures, any of their security zones, the free speech zones, but they've announced all the laws, which are very interesting, like, you know, curfews and things like that. And, you know, when I posted that article of some of the observations that I've been making and some of the activist groups planning for protests down there, I received, you know, a lot of praise, and I also got attacked personally, which... you know, a lot of people want to know where we get our sources. If you go to truthalliance.net, you can see where I base my argument. It's just an observation. I'm not making accusations, and there are no hard feelings on my end. But I'm concerned, you know. Violence is something that the police state uses to make us look bad, to install martial law, to enforce strict, you know, responses, and then they can get their way if people act out of line or criminal. And, yeah, there are groups out there. I named some of them. I've been able to observe some on truthalliance.net. You can see that. And, yeah, they're calling for destruction of property. They're calling for organized efforts to directly confront police. They're calling for all kinds of things that are going to result in, especially with the numbers that I've been hearing, tens of thousands of people going to be coordinating these things. You're talking about a potential safety risk for people who are wanting to demonstrate peacefully. So we might see some, you know, potential for violence. And I've been to some meetings and recorded them, and all those audio clips are available on truthalliance.net as well. And you can see for yourself, folks. I mean, you know, people are saying that they're going to get violent. I've got the quotes. I've got the confirmation. I've got the audio clips. I've got the documents. People are manifesting this. You know, I didn't want to be the bearer of the bad news, but, hey, look, I'm just the messenger. I'm observing something going on here. It looks like two trains headed for each other on the same track, and they're going to collide if I don't stop it, or at least if we don't begin this process of talking about it, so that worst-case scenario, let's say it does happen, which it looks like it's going to, you know, we can come out and say, hey, look, we tried to prevent this. We tried to stop it. We tried to educate you on this. This needs to stop. And that's what we have to do. We have to go about things peacefully. We have to go about civil disobedience in a certain manner. And whenever you see people trying to go against those principles or those standards, that's when you have to ask yourself, okay, what are they doing? We've never had a coordinated effort this large, and we've acted peaceful about it. So why are we acting this way? And a lot of people look at the civil rights movement and they say, oh, well, that was violent. And I go, no. The success of the civil rights movement came from Martin Luther King primarily. Every historian agrees.
And he was nonviolent. And
exactly.
I mean, the ways that Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. achieved change was peaceful, nonviolent resistance. And that's what we need to continue to do. And the media is going to continue to lie and say we're not using that method. Hence this story right here. And we need an article up at Infowars.com as soon as possible, because this has to do with We Are Change out in New York. And the New York Post is actually reporting that Gary, who was detained the other day for confronting the Bush women, punched a girl in the... Listen to what it says. He says the authorities are saying that he was arrested after he punched a wheelchair-bound girl whose parents had told him to shut up, authorities said yesterday. The girl's 18 and has cerebral palsy. I can promise you that Gary did not punch any girl in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy. Show me the video. Show me the video of this man punching a girl in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy. But they'll charge him with it. It's just like when you, you know, out in the UK, they confront an official, he trips and falls, and all of a sudden he's attacked. It makes me sick. It makes me ill. They're painting us out to be demons. We need to pay attention. He needs to sue them, okay, for libel for this. They really need to bring a lawsuit, punch the girl in a wheelchair and scream in obscenities. It's disgusting, Jonathan. I'm not going to stand for it. We Are Change Colorado, going to stick it out with us for the entire hour. TruthAlliance.net is the website. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to check me out in the fourth hour on the video. And we're going to come back and we're going to take calls from Ian Stewart, Randy, and Brian in the next hour. I'm Jason Burmis, in for Alex Jones. We'll be back after these messages.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We found ourselves seeking shelter against wind.
Against the wind, folks, and we're fighting. We're fighting against the wind of the New World Order. of this globalist agenda of the mainstream media. Let me read this. Let me read more before I go back to Jonathan and We Are Change, because this does affect all of us. This is how the media spins and lies. This guy, John and Wendy Lovetro, the parents of this girl, you know, I don't know anything about them, but I do know that there's no way this kid was hitting their daughter, all right? And this is what their quotes are in the paper. "I heard my daughter hysterically yelling, 'He's hitting me,' said Wendy. 'He punched her on the shoulder blades, but that wasn't enough,' she said." What? Come on. You know, listen, some of this video is actually posted. If you think that the guy who the Secret Service is talking to, Gary, did this, there's no way. There's no way. "My husband pushed the wheelchair away from him, and he reached beyond my husband and began pounding my daughter in the thigh." Come on. The two men fought as the president's family drove off. Cops broke them up and busted Tallis on charges of assault and resisting arrest. Ridiculous. I promise you Gary didn't punch this woman. I'm sick to my stomach right now. I mean, Jonathan, will you speak to how the media just spins these things out of control? I mean, there's going to be video that surfaces, and it's going to clearly show that he didn't punch this girl. And do you think the New York Times is going to retract this story?
I hope so. You know, it's clearly, you know, I saw when that was posted on the We Are Change site, and also when it was first updated, and it looked as though the story was that the people were told, if I'm not mistaken, to move her closer to Gary so it could appear that way, and Gary was just trying to get in, but I wasn't present, so I don't know what actually occurred, but I do know that... you know, We Are Change is a peaceful group. This doesn't sound like anything We Are Change would do, believes in, doesn't reflect anything that the group would do.
But the mainstream media is trying to paint them as the new weathermen.
Oh, you know, the mainstream media has a long history of this ridiculous framing, character framing that they tend to do. I mean, we saw this with Charlie Sheen when he went public. We saw it with Rosie O'Donnell when she went public about 9/11. They use these character assassinations against us to make us look crazy or not credible or violent or whatever method they're trying to do. And for the people who aren't woken up, it can work sometimes. But for the most of the people in this country that are waking up, if not all of them, it doesn't work anymore. These kinds of tactics are silly. I don't know why they keep resorting to these ridiculous methods. What they have to realize is this is backfiring on them full fold. I mean, every time they do this, our movement grows hundreds of people because people aren't stupid. We know. We know what's going on. We know what they're trying to do. And these are old tactics that maybe worked hundreds of years ago, but they're not going to work in an age of Internet, in an age of reason, and in an age of educated, intelligent information sharing, which is what we're going through today. So, you know...
Which is why it's so important for them to try to control the Internet and bring in Internet, too. And it's very scary stuff. I pray to God that that doesn't happen. I pray to God that most people wake up before they want you to scan your thumbprint. They're already testing it out with these new IBM ThinkPads. See how many people buy this for security? Oh, look! I have a biometric thumb scanner on my computer. Only I can access it. Well, soon they'll be on all keyboards. And you can only access any computer through that. And you're going to hook in through Internet, too, with your user ID. And everything you do, which hasn't already been tracked or traced, because, you know, we've got whistleblowers that have gone public and said, you know, AT&T, amongst others, are giving everything to a, quote-unquote, secret room. Everything's being recorded. It's really unfortunate. Mainstream news, folks. Keith Olbermann had the guy on for 10 minutes. The thing was thrown out of federal court, and now he's just trying to get, you know, get it into a lawsuit. So that this subject matter can even be brought to the American people. Why is it on one show for 8 minutes, one time, and no one else is talking about it? Why? Oh, I'll tell you why. It's because they're trying to control us. They're incrementally taking everything away. Jonathan's with me for the remainder of the hour. And then right at the top of the next segment, we're going to start going to the calls, beginning with Ian in New York. By the way, Mike, I know you dropped out to take another call. We may go back to you in the fourth hour with Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth. It's the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once-thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Baby, defending the Republic in disgust with the mainstream media, where they report that 9/11 truthers, that We Are Change, are literally attacking girls with cerebral palsy in wheelchairs. That's the kind of slander. That's the kind of disinfo they put out to shape, to form public opinion. Well, we got a real patriot with us, at least for the next 30 minutes. He's Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change. And I want to remind everybody, this is a multi-tiered attack. And one of those attacks they use is this quote-unquote war on drugs. And that's why it's so important to get a copy of American Drug War, The Last White Hope, Kevin Booth's new film. Awesome movie. I haven't checked out the 3 hours of bonus features, but I'm going to after reading this. Let me just give you a hint. This is a dual-layer DVD 9. You're talking about 5+ hours of stuff on this DVD. He's got mini docs, free Tommy Chong. It's 60 minutes long. It's a film starring Tommy Chong and his family chronicling the arrest and his prison sentence. He's got Freeway Ricky Ross, Drug War Economics. He's also got Alex Jones in there and fun with Barry the Czar. That's Barry McCafferty, ex-drug czar. Okay? He's got a little short with Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Robert Steele, a CIA officer, among others. I mean, I think there's five other extras I didn't even get to mention right there. And you can get this only at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I think it's something like $24.95. Get a copy. Hold a screening in your local church. You know, get this information out. You know, this thing's on Showtime, so more and more people are watching it. But it needs to become more mainline because it's a very impressive DVD, and hats off to Kevin Booth and the gang. We're with Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado, truthalliance.net. And, you know, are you going to be doing a story about this, Jonathan? I think this whole attack, really, this deserves some stories all around.
Yeah, you know, we're covering that kind of stuff on the site. We're I'm actually talking with Jason right now through IM, and we're able to start getting some other articles up. I did want to mention True Lines is a community, network community, where we ask for participation from people. If you can go there, sign up, help us out. If you see an article that you think should be mentioned, send it over to us, or as always, Alex Jones's sites, InfoWars, and you know, we try to be an information service, and so it's more of a community working together. We all network on there. We all chat on there, and we're able to get a lot done working together. I know Truth Alliance is working on offering any We Are Change sites to be built to anyone who would like to start a We Are Change chapter. If you go to truthalliance.net and talk to email us there, we'll set you up with a free WordPress site, get you going, and then give you some rundowns on how to start a chapter, and you know, hopefully people can start their own We Are Change chapters locally in their area, get some people to go out and start confronting politicians. Cause look, folks, these guys should not be able to go anywhere without being confronted. They should be able to get off a plane, be confronted, do their spiel, go back on a plane, fly somewhere else, get off a plane, and be confronted again, to the point that they're so saturated with confrontations that they realize, okay, the people know this stuff. I can't continue to play it off like they don't know. And that's the way we're going to win this war of the many different methods. It's definitely a good start. So we need as many chapters to get out there, go talk to politicians, talk to local representatives, media moguls, anybody you can, and try to get this information out there. You know, I know a lot of people that mass-produce DVDs and hand them out on the streets to try to educate people. Little information packets. I know 9/11 Truth has a lot of this kind of material available. I'm sure a lot of the We Are Change chapters have this information available. So, you know, join the InfoWar if you can't. People out there that aren't in it, you know, hop along. I mean, this is, for me, it's exhilarating. You know,
right.
I have an adrenaline.
And I'm putting out the call to the listeners for someone to please go to our Wikipedia page and do Loose Change Final Cut. Second edition has been done to death over there. Someone really needs to lay out the evidence presented in the Final Cut, because this is a brand new movie. And people need to know, you know, when they Google Loose Change, it's the second thing that comes up other than the videos, is the Wikipedia page. They need to know that this is a substantially different movie, that the evidence presented is irrefutable, and that, you know, it is a different taste of 9/11 Truth from the second edition. So get out there, somebody, anybody, please, somebody do a good job. All right, let's take some calls here. Jonathan, we're gonna go right through the list. Let's go to Ian in New York. Ian, are you with us?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I agree with what you're saying, but you know, I think people are becoming too passive, and you know, they're gonna make up stories about us hitting people and stuff like that. You know, what are we gonna wait until they come to our doors, put us in the bus, take us to the death camp? We gotta start, you know, at least some. I'm not suggesting vandalizing, but we got to start putting our mark out there even more, you know. And people are so passive, and they watch TV and worried about sports all the time. It's getting pretty pathetic. And I've been, you know, researching this stuff and since about 2002. And pretty much how I feel nowadays is, if people aren't going to do anything, they deserve exactly what they get, because it's getting so pathetic. And that's how I feel.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't really disagree with you. I think that there's a lot of ways to bring the guerrilla information war out there. One of those ways is to plaster bumper stickers around your local city or town, even graffiti. You know, I saw some of that over in the UK with 9/11 Truth, and I'm all for, you know, nonviolent forms of protest. Now, on the other hand, you know, I don't think that we should be waiting for them to come and get us. I think that if you're an informed individual, you need to get a gun permit, you need to learn how to use that weapon, you need to know your rights, you need to study into the Second Amendment, and you need to realize that it's there for your protection. Now, you know, as far as the passive masses, you know, we've been dealing with this for almost a century, that people have been absorbed in their local sports team, or, you know, before television it was what was on the radio, and now it's, you know, what's on the television, and progressively we've become number and dumber, in my opinion. We don't care about the issues. You know, even in the radio days, people listen to the presidential radio address once a week. You know, you don't hear that anymore. People don't listen to Bush once a week on his presidential radio address. It just doesn't happen. People don't even know unless the media reports on the big television. And the majority of those people aren't in it for the CNNs, the MSNBCs, you know, the C-SPANs. They're in it for ESPN4, you know. Oh, wow, I can watch poker live on TV? Oh, it's exhilarating. And it is disappointing, man, but, you know, I'm going to keep trucking along because I don't want my freedoms to go away. And, you know, I indulge. You know, I'm a Simpsons fan. Sunday nights I kick back and I watch Animation Domination, and I want to lose that. But to me, that's secondary, you know, and I thank you for the call. Jonathan, that stuff is secondary, and primary for me now is to be involved in this Patriot movement and wake people up. And almost to the fact that, you know, when I used to have desk jobs or even, you know, regular blue-collar jobs, I wouldn't shut up at the workplace. It became annoying to people, but they need to know. You need to drive it into their heads, don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I familiarize myself with debate, and, of course, I get a lot of books that I read, and, you know, one of the things that I noticed works in getting something done in this movement is educating myself pretty much constantly on debate, on information, looking at the common things that are said when people refute my claims and trying to figure out, I think in my head, okay, what's the best way to respond to this? And then I go home and I plan it out. And what's the best way I can influence somebody to look at this without thinking I'm crazy or I don't know what I'm talking about? And kind of break that ice for them and say, oh, well, you know, and then make them a nice little philosophical jump, or even better, if you can refer to something in the past. You know, the anthrax attacks is one of the easiest ways to get people to look at things, because you go, oh, yeah, that was an inside job, but, you know, of course no one's arrested, or, you know, and then you can, if you know history well, you can go back and you can start talking about past events where this kind of stuff has happened. And if you familiarize this information so that it's right there to pull from your brain, basically, at that very given moment, that's what I've noticed helps, is that the more information you put on somebody directly and the more you break that ice for them, the more they are interested in receiving information from you, getting your website, getting a card, getting a DVD, whatever you've got on you. And so we carry around DVDs, we carry around, we just give them a website name. You know, give people information, talk to family, talk to friends, talk to workers, coworkers, people, you know, just you're hanging out with. Any time, every time, all the time, and the movement grows. We've affected thousands of people by getting local media attention here in Colorado, by just getting us on the news. And once you get people to go to your site, if you can just get people to go to your site, which usually you can, make sure your site is filled with information and links and video clips and YouTube. And this is an age of information, so people, once they go to those sites, are immediately broken out of their shells. So that's how this is accomplished, by getting out there, getting involved, getting publicity. And once you can get people to go to a site or get people to watch a DVD or get people to read a book, whatever methods you want to use, I mean, use all of them, that's going to wake people up. And I've noticed the results in that and seen it firsthand. We've got thousands of people in Colorado waked up. You know, we spent about 4 weeks promoting Loose Change event here that we did out here with you and Corey and Dylan, and we got almost 2,000 people, and, you know, the results of that have been just phenomenal. I mean, we have a massive base now that we can coordinate events with, and we get a lot done.
Absolutely. So, and one of my favorite little technological tricks are these new cell phones. You know, they hold a whole bunch of information. They're now video players and MP3 players. And I have Building 7 going down, on mine, among other clips, about the Vera chip and one world government. But I find that if I break out my cell phone, if they see my shirt that says Investigate 9/11, which is another form of guerrilla information war, people see that. And if I see somebody take notice in disgust or even in curiosity, I walk up to that person. I say, listen, I'm wearing this shirt for a reason. Did you know a third building went down on 9/11? What are you talking about? And then I show them, and they're like, wait a minute, what's that, a Vegas-controlled demolition? I'm like, no, that's the 47-story skyscraper they don't want you to know about that fell into its own footprint at 520. It's a major spook house. Largest CIA office outside of Virginia. Largest Secret Service field office in the world. Office of Emergency Management. Department of Defense. Securities and Exchange Commission. And more. All right, let's go to another caller. Let's go to Randy in Michigan. Randy, are you with us?
Yes.
Randy, you with
us?
Can you
hear me?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, great. I just have questions, like, about, as far as, you know, first of all, I'm the biggest fan of the show ever. I mean, I love you and Alex Jones. You guys are great. I was wondering, like, what are we going to do about the Internet? I think we have to have, like, some plan thing for ourselves, like, as far as, you know, they're going to try taking it over because, you know, how everything is with the media, the RIAA, you know, music. They want money, money, money. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, but, like, I mean, I'm a big anti-Microsoft guy. I'm a big Linux user. I'm a computer nerd. I'm a musician. I'm all that. But, like, I was just wondering, like, what can we do to plan ahead for what they're going to do to the Internet? That's, like, how I found out about you, and I bought your videos and Alex Jones. And, I mean, I have all your videos. I have the Final Cut. I have Alex Jones, you know, InfoWars videos. And
sure. But, well, what I think we need to do about it is first inform people about Internet 2. Okay, most people don't know what Internet 2 is. They don't believe it exists. But you need to show them, well, you know, biometrics is becoming big, and have you noticed that on some of the new keyboards and laptops, they have this thumb scan? Oh, but that makes me more secure. Well, you need to point out that that doesn't make them so secure. You need to show them the next level. You need to show them the Vera chip and how in 2004, the FDA approved a implantable human microchip. Okay, let me say it again. An implantable human microchip that gives off a radio frequency ID, and you can program to do all sorts of things. If you don't believe me, folks, you can go on eBay, and you can get the ones for your dogs, okay? And it comes with an actual hypodermic needle, and then you pay like $10 a month, and you can literally be tracked by a GPS system the rest of your life if you like. Is that what you want? So, dude, I mean, you've just got to reach out. First and foremost for me is family all the time. Whether they're going to laugh in my face or think I'm crazy, you know, my family is number one to me. Second is my friends. You know, I want them to know. I want them to tell their friends. And right now, we're at the point where it has to be an information war. And it has to be an information war where we take our marching orders to the street. Not just to message boards, which is good, don't get me wrong, and not just to Internet websites, but to the outside world, to coffee shops, okay, to bars, to people, to places where people actually go, to malls, where the most brainwashed people are. The people that spend, you know, 5 days out of the week at a mall, they're the ones that really need to wake up from this consumerist culture. And I thank you for the call, Randy. I hope I led you in the right direction. But, you know, it's only through sharing this information with others that we're going to be able to make a dent in this globalist agenda, Jonathan. And that's really how you got started, was going around telling people. Then you picked up a camera. Then you started to go to events. Then you started posting on YouTube. And, you know, it's really just snowballed for you to the point where you have Gary Hart agreeing to interviews.
Yeah, exactly. And he did kind of stiff arm us on that interview. He's been pushing us back. I think he got the feeling that I think he caught on either to one of our videos or one of our articles about him. But, you know, we did have a sit-down interview with him, organized, set up. I got him a couple of questions that I never posted online yet. Waiting, of course, for that interview, which... Gary, if you're out there, you know, you agreed, let's do this interview. But no, we still talk to the assistant and try to get that interview going, and he's avoiding us like no other. But, I mean, you know, I started out small and basically just started out reading books, watching the DVDs, and, you know, following the movement here and there. And once I became convinced that they were going to try to launch a campaign against us, I said, no, forget that. That's going to backfire in my book because now I'm going to launch a campaign against your disinformation. And that's where it kind of triggered for me to go after the New World Order crowd and, you know, specifically target information and, you know, battle this battle. You know, and people know when they look at this, they know what the answer is, because it's easy when you look at the evidence. But what's not easy is when people just believe what they hear. Do the research. Go out there. Get involved. That's one of the reasons why I got so motivated, is when I actually started doing my own research and realizing how real this information is and how important it is and vital to my security, my safety, my survival. And that's what actually did it, is once I started actually finding this information out for myself. Don't take our words for it. Look into it yourself. It's as clear as day. I'm that confident with it. And, you know, I'm transparent. You know, I'm not hiding anything. I've got nothing to hide. All the information's out there. All I'm doing is putting pieces together. And I hate to be the messenger, but, hey, look, we need more of them, because we're headed towards a brick wall at 90 miles an hour, and we're all arguing who's in the front seat, people. We need to stop watching these stupid shows. I mean, I hate to say this, but we got to wake up. We got a country that's on imminent different forms of collapses and, you know, illegal wars. And we can do something to stop it now.
We certainly can, Jonathan, and we're going to do the final segment with you. On the other side, we're going to take more calls. And then the final hour over at PrisonPlanet.tv, you get the video feed. You can see my pretty face.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
All right, it is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the website, folks, and you can go to Infowars.com and get this feed. After we're done, if you missed any of the first, you know, jam-packed 3 hours, you're going to want to listen to this one because I can't believe what they're printing at the Post, man. Bush basher smashes disabled teen. Bush basher smashes disabled teen. Now, they lie about him. They say that he was screaming obscenities at Laura and Jenna Bush. That's not true. I didn't hear one curse word out of these guys. I'm sure they were talking about, you know, the fact that their husband or Laura's husband is a globalist pig. Okay? He's a member of Skull and Bones. You know, he's a criminal. He needs to be brought up on war crimes. Okay? I'm sick of the propaganda. And we have Jonathan Ellenoff for the next few minutes, and we're going to go and do student scholars for 9/11 truth. But we are at the bottom of the hour, Jonathan. So I was just hoping that you'd give out a couple websites and wrap it up where people can get in touch with your information.
Sure. Well, I'm an activist at We Are Change Colorado with all the other great members there at WeAreChangeColorado.org. I write on the website TruthAlliance.net. You can see I just posted an article called Missing Nukes, Dead Soldiers, and what do these all have in common? For those who maybe forgot about the Missing Nukes case last year, it all connects to a famous 9/11 whistleblower who was also poisoned, all related to Barksdale Air Force Base. That's on TruthAlliance.net. I encourage everyone to familiarize themselves with this information because it's a dropping story and it's dropping very quickly. And we should really be following up on this information out there. If anyone can and they're available to go to the Barksdale Air Force Base or Minot Air Force Base, please go there, start asking questions, get an investigation. There's no reason for nukes to be missing. And then, of course, I'm also starting Join Raw and the Republicans Against the War activist group. You can go to joinraw.com and see the ads for that. We're still organizing that site. So, you know, it's always a pleasure being on this show and sharing the information with you, Burmes, and it's always fun meeting somebody on the sidelines here in this battle.
Absolutely, and you really have brought a lot of people in Colorado through your activism, through one man with the will to bring the truth to the people. It always starts with one, folks, okay? You've got to make the decision in your heart that you want to make change in this world. And that's why We Are Change exists, okay? That's why TruthAction.org exists. That's why Lone Lantern exists, okay? That's why InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com exist, because Alex Jones was fed up. Top of the hour, we got student scholars for 9/11 Truth, and then a surprise guest telling us what happened at this confrontation in New York City at We Are Change. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv for the video feed. Final hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.